Hare Krishna. So we are seeing a section from text number 31 to 38. And in this, Krishna is giving various reasons to Arjuna why he should fight. So we saw that in the first few, that is 31, Krishna is saying that it's your duty, you're a Kshatriya, you fight. And then he's saying that if you don't fight, what will happen? You'll incur sins. And if you fight, the doors of Swarga will open for you. And then he's saying in text number 35 and 36 that people will talk ill about you. They'll call you a coward. They'll call you a useless person, saying you ran away from the battlefield out of fear. And they'll all scorn your abilities, criticize your abilities, O Arjuna. Now, continuing in the same theme, Krishna is speaking the next verse. That is text number 37. Let's see that now. Hato va prapsyasi swargam, jitva va bhokshase mahim, tasmad utthishta kaunteya, yuddhaya. So now Krishna is saying, Hato va prapsyasi swargam, hatova. Even if you are killed on the battlefield, what will happen? Prapsyasi swargam, you will attain swarga, you will attain heavenly planets. So this is the Vedic injunction that any kshatriya, while fighting on the battlefield, if he dies, his destination is fixed, he'll go to swarga. So Krishna is saying, Hatova prapsyasi swargam, you will attain swarga. Second, he is saying, Jitvava bhokshase mahim. If you win, if you're victorious, what will happen? Bhokshase mahim. You'll be able to enjoy royal happiness of this entire kingdom, of the entire world. Then he says, Tasmad, therefore, Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, O Kshatriya, O great warrior, Uttishtha, get up and do what? Yuddhaya, fight. And how is he supposed to fight? Kritanishchayaha, with determination. Now no lack of determination will be entertained. With determination you fight. Now, in this particular text, Krishna is telling him to fight. And again, you know, he is giving two nice reasons. But before that, why is Krishna talking about this? Let's try to understand. See, Arjuna, if we remember, he was telling that we don't know who is going to win. The victory is uncertain. Either they will win or I'll be winning. So it's uncertain. We don't know who is going to be victorious. So, O Krishna, why are you encouraging me to fight? This is the first argument that Arjuna was giving. And the second thing that Arjuna was talking about was, see, when it comes to this fight, I don't think there is any enjoyment that I'm going to get. It's only misery. First one, he said that, see, if I defeat them, if I will be victorious, I will win the kingdom. But then it's again a misery because the kingdom with whom I'm supposed to enjoy, all of them will be killed. And then second thing he says, that if I am defeated, it means I am dead. So in both the ways, when they are killed, it's a misery. When I am killed, it's a misery. Why are you encouraging me, O Krishna, to fight? And so Krishna is speaking this verse where he's saying, I forget about all that. Even if you are killed, no problem. You'll get swarga. If you win, then what will happen? You'll get the entire kingdom. So just forget it. And Uttishta, get up and fight with determination. Now in these verses, what Krishna is trying to do is, he's trying to encourage Arjuna on the basis of material gain. What he will get materially. So he is giving inspiration on the material platform to perform his duty. So this is on a lower platform, not a very high platform. Now suddenly in the next verse onwards, Krishna is going to pull the level up and up and up. And it's going to be really interesting. The next verse, that is text number 38, will be the conclusion of this section, 31 to 38, where Krishna is asking Arjuna to fight, or Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight on the basis of duty. And now text number 38 It will be speaking about the art of work, a very, very important verse for all of us, which will help us in our day-to-day work. How should we actually work and how we can be freed from various reactions when we are working. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.